2 years ago this month, Little Caesars Arena opened up. The shiny new home for the Detroit Red Wings and later the Detroit Pistons was built with the help of Detroit taxpayers, $324 million worth of help. In return, the Ilitch family and Olympia Entertainment promised jobs for Detroiters and a lot of development for the area around LCA, the so-called District Detroit. Well, tonight brings the final public meeting of the Neighborhood Advisory Committee. They're the ones trying to hold the Ilitches and Olympia to the promises they made about District Detroit. With us is the chair of the NAC, Francis Gruno. So how does the reality, Francis, of what has been built so far compare with the promises the Ilitches made for the area around LCA?
When the pitch first happened, we were promised a mixed-use, authentic set of neighborhoods that each had names with apartments and ground floor retail and really an active urban environment. That was what was presented in pictures and images and plans. The reality is that the arena has been built. There are some ground floor uses on that footprint, but a lot of the adjacent promised projects haven't come to pass. New construction in the form of a hotel and some residences, mixed use and office buildings have either been started or never started and are sitting as vacant lots. And then a number of older buildings, historically significant buildings that were part of a package of about 700 residential units, including affordable units, have not been started in large part. Some have had work, like the Eddystone Hotel, a significant 1920s building, which the city actually has a deal, a contract with the Ilitches to complete. That is underway, and we're hopeful that that can get completed, even though it's over a year past due. So really, we are missing out on everything else but the arena, and that's unfortunate.
And you can easily find the renderings that were out there when right. the project was first announced and they were looking for the public financing, which they did get. So as you say, instead of residential units and shops and restaurants and offices, there are a lot of parking lots surrounding the arena. And by the way, all the revenue goes to Olympia.
Right.
So the Neighborhood Advisory Committee, it's your last public meeting. And then what's ahead and what leverage do you have to get any of this development that was promised to happen?
Sure. Well, as our name suggests, we are an advisory body or the Neighborhood Advisory Committee. So we really don't have any legal leverage over the project, unfortunately. And in other places, in other cities, there are arrangements through community benefits agreements where a local impacted neighborhood can have some leverage, but we don't have that leverage. We have provided advice and feedback at times. In the last couple of years, we've become more advocates based on some of these missed deadlines and broken promises. The city does have some leverage over the Eddystone Hotel, as well as in terms of enforcing blight, its blight ordinance. A number of properties in the District Detroit are blighted, vacant, and many are owned by the Ilitches. About 60% of properties in the area are owned by the Ilitches, and a number of them aren't compliant with the blight ordinance. So that would be, you know, putting in windows, making sure they're boarded and secured, making roof repairs, some of which haven't been done in many years. So the city can enforce current codes. The city can also, you know, hold them to account over the single significant structure that they've promised to fix up. However, a lot of the other promises that were in the news and the vision and images, and as you said, you know, that was what was sold, there really isn't a lot that can be done other than, you know, keeping it front of mind and in discussion when we think about what it means to have District Detroit and what the future of District Detroit should look like. Should it be a bunch of surface parking and parking decks and vacant buildings, or should it be something that we can reasonably expect should be in development, active development with so much public investment?
So, Francis, tell us about tonight's meeting. What time, where, and what do you expect to happen?
Sure. Our final public meeting is at the University of Michigan Detroit Center at Woodward and Mack on the northwest corner. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. It's free and open to the public. We'd love for anybody who's interested in coming. Some public officials will be there. Our council member, Raquel Castaneda Lopez, who helped champion the NAC, will be there on hand. And we'll go over the deal and the timeline. We'll just sort of do a recount of what happened. It's a very complex project. A lot of people are interested in learning, you know, what was involved. And we'll also have, as much as we can, a list of the things that the Ilitches can be held accountable for and what they have agreed to. So we'll discuss that as well as the future and what people might look to in the future in terms of projects and ideas for that area and, you know, keeping it front of mind as we go forward.
Francis Gruno, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.